KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 80 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 97, with a heat index as high as 111. The excessive heat warning continues through Saturday evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A local foundation has awarded $200,000 in grants to assist with immediate needs of flood victims in southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska. The Iowa West Foundation made the award as part of $7.7 million in grants and initiative funding that was awarded in their current cycle. Foundation CEO Pete Tulipana says Iowa West partnered with other groups to get the funding to flood victims.
We actually worked with some of our sister or brother foundations on the Omaha side and asked them to join us in funding and providing funding for emergency relief in southwest Iowa. And a total of about $565,000 was actually funded by four foundations.
The foundation is the nonprofit license holder, which receives the state-mandated fees from the Council Bluffs casinos. It is also funded by investment income. The grant money was divided among the various organizations working on flood relief in southwest Iowa.
Like the Food Bank of the Heartland, Iowa Legal Aid, Harrison County Foundation, Mills County Flood Fund, Fremont County Flood Fund, as long as, in addition to traditional organizations like the Red Cross and the Salvation Army, who are reaching out in those communities.
By awarding the money to organizations that already have a presence in flood-affected areas, Tulipana says the partnering foundations can have an immediate impact on recovery efforts.
Make sure that there was emergency funding available immediately for all those that were impacted by the flood, and that those funds were available and distributed by organizations who had boots on the ground in communities that were the hardest hit.
Tulipana says the Iowa West Foundation will also look towards more long-term assistance for flood victims.
Our plan is to take a second look at this and look at the longer-term needs once the floodwaters have receded and we kind of see what the situation is. So we realize this is a devastating event to many, many families, and we want to be a part of helping to find the solution.
A full list of grant awards from the foundation can be found at iowawestfoundation.org. Well, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports today an additional suspect was arrested Wednesday in connection with an ongoing narcotics distribution investigation. 25-year-old Jacob Jones of Bedford was arrested in Bedford on an active Taylor County Class C and Class D felony warrants for controlled substance violations, delivery of a controlled substance. Jones was being held in the Taylor County Jail on $15,000 bond. The Creston Police Department reports three separate arrests took place on Thursday. A little after 3 a.m., 59-year-old Tracy Allen Zimmerman of Cromwell was arrested following a traffic stop at Highway 34 and Cromwell Road. Zimmerman was arrested for possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released on $1,300 bond. At around 7:40 a.m. Thursday, 32-year-old Anthony Gene Keller of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. And at around 10 a.m., 40-year-old Dustin James Seeley of Creston was arrested at the Adams County Jail on a Union County warrant for parole violation. Seeley was being held on a $5,000 cash bond. Two men were arrested on separate OWI charges Wednesday in Mills County. 24-year-old Logan Matthew Hughes of Red Oak was arrested at around 8 p.m. for OWI second offense, driving while license revoked, failure to maintain control, and operating a non-registered vehicle. And at around 4 p.m. Wednesday, 28-year-old Troy Eugene Peterson of Essex was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 24-year-old Matthew Allen Strong of Harlan was transported from the Shelby County Jail to the Pott County Jail on Wednesday morning. Strong was being held there on a warrant for violation of probation. 47-year-old Stephen Allen Durham of Wahoo, Nebraska, an inmate at the Saunders County, Nebraska Jail, was transported to the Pott County Jail Wednesday afternoon to address two warrants for violation of probation. And a Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputy who stopped to assist a motorist at Highway 6 and Railroad Highway late Wednesday night spoke with the subjects in the vehicle who admitted they had been drinking. The driver, 23-year-old Madison E. Lambert of Omaha, was arrested for OWI first offense. The passenger, 21-year-old Anthony Joseph Tucci of Omaha, was arrested at the same time for public intoxication and interference with official acts. Before the next couple of weeks through July the 30th, Hy-Vee will be asking customers to join the Hy-Vee mission to kabloom deserving individuals and organizations with a room full of roses in support of Hy-Vee's Petals for Petals to benefit the Variety Children's Charity. Participation for the community is easy. The first purchase of a few dozen roses for $10 per dozen at your local Hy-Vee or online at Hy-Vee.com. Then choose a deserving individual or organization to kabloom and prepare to surprise them with a room full of roses. Third, take a picture or video of the surprise. And finally, upload to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and or Snapchat using hashtag kabloom. Petals for the Petals is a promotion of the Atlantic Hy-Vee and others across the state are doing in participation with Variety, the children's charity. All Hy-Vee locations will be selling one dozen roses for only $10 from the 17th of July, which was a couple of days ago, to the 30th. And for every dozen roses sold, a portion of the proceeds will go toward giving bikes to deserving children. Well, the Environmental Protection Commission this week approved an update to the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Intended Use Plan project Priority List for State Fiscal Year 2020 during their meeting in Des Moines. Among the projects where planning and design loans were approved were those in Lewis, Malvern, and Adel. In Lewis, a water treatment and distribution system planning and development loan of $120,000 was approved. In Malvern, a $228,000 planning and design loan was approved for the construction of a new water treatment plant. And in Adel, a $1.025 million drinking water state revolving fund loan and planning and design water treatment improvements were approved for Adel. And an infrastructure and engineering-related improvement loan was approved for Mount Air in a revised loan application. The city will receive $4.1 million for water main replacement project and water plant demolition, and a supplemental loan of $275,000 for the movement of a prefabricated booster pump station to a new location to help improve pressure for the water system in Mount Air. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has announced a total of 23 Iowa school districts and schools will be able to bolster their computer science teacher workforce due to a state appropriation of $500,000. The funding is part of a broader effort to expand computer science education across the state. The effort aligns with the Future Ready Iowa initiative, which is about preparing more Iowans for rewarding high-demand jobs and getting employers the skilled workers they need. Reynolds says this investment provides students with the tools they need to excel within a 21st century digital economy. Teaching computer science and other STEM-related courses, she says, is an essential component to any child's education, and that's why Iowa is preparing our young people for success in cutting-edge careers with programs like this. The Computer Science Professional Development Incentive Fund, along with the voluntary statewide computer science standards, were established as part of a legislation signed into law in 2017. The incentive drew 31 applications representing 39 public school districts and non-public schools in urban, rural, and suburban parts of the state. One application represented a team of elementary, middle, and high schools within the Great Prairie Area Education Agency in southeast Iowa. Award recipients will report on their progress by the end of the 2019-2020 school year. Among the recipients is the Earlham Community School District. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.